Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive towards the mound. Gailhouse catches it and throws to first to double up Knickerbocker. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Salters reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters scores. Hale moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hogsett moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hogsett moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Soltis moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to third. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Galehouse hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis pinch runs for Jim Bottomley. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Mazara reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Mazara scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Davis now playing first base. Jack Knott now pitching. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Solters strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.